This conference will now be recorded.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. This is Public Works, Public Safety for Wednesday, October 21. The time is 5:07. We will call this meeting to order. I will go around and state who's with us, or I'll take roll call first and then the others as well. Councilwoman Nelson.
Here.
Councilman Alvarado.
Here.
Councilwoman Osmus.
Here.
And with us is our Public Works Director, as well as our Public Works Admin Assistant, Ms. Del Bosque. The West Central Tribune is online with us, and I also see Mr. Matt Grave is on the line. And does anybody have any objections to just going ahead with the items as they are listed? Okay, we'll just go ahead right there with our first discussion item, the downtown outdoor seating. Mr. Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To be honest with you, I'm not entirely sure that this will take very long, nor am I 100% sure what to discuss here beyond that. Instead of asking permission to remove the downtown seating in anticipation of snowfall, we actually did that on Friday, Thursday and Friday, in anticipation of snowfall. And so maybe this should be more of a, we have removed the downtown outdoor seating. We did talk to all the restaurants who were largely not using it as much as they had at the beginning for obvious reasons. And so I think we've got that pretty well taken care of. We have also removed the barricades at Benson Avenue. We closed that out with MnDOT. We've removed the temporary signs that said no turn. And so I think everything is up and running as it was 7 or 8 months ago whenever we started this whole thing. So actually, no, that closure I think was June, wasn't it? So it wasn't quite that long ago, but. If there's any questions, I can feel free to ask. I can answer, but I think we're largely back to open and normal downtown operations.
Okay, thank you, Sean. Councilwoman Nelson, go ahead.
Just a question: have you had any concerns raised about if we had a couple of nice weeks in November, or just a request to set some things out on the sidewalk, or I know that the chamber and different were pushing for us to do this. So has there been any concerns about shutting it down?
You know, I've not heard one negative thing about it at this point. I think most people, in contrast to the phone calls we received yesterday, I think most people realize the time of year we are and what we need to prepare for. I guess I would offer this if we have a, Indian summer, as Andrew promised us here a couple of days ago, we can take those on a case by case, I would assume, and kind of block off a few parking places if we need to, if that's, agreeable. I think I would offer that up.
That sounds like a nice offer. So thank you.
Anybody else from the committee wish to discuss this? Okay, sounds good. We'll receive that as a discussion point. And I think just due to the fact that we have seasonal change, the likelihood of it being necessary is reduced. Let's hope that our downtown restaurants can continue to seek their people and run their businesses. So let's move on with business. Action items. The first item that we have tonight on our agenda, and I don't know that we're going to take the action requested, but it's a good for discussion point anyways. It's regarding a large silver maple tree that is on the fire station property. Since our fire chief is not here, I assume you'll be taking this one, Mr. Christensen.
Actually, Mr. Chairman,
Matt's here.
I'm here, Deputy Chief Grave.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I turned off all my people who didn't have cameras, so I see you there again. go ahead and
turn my camera on if you'd like.
No, it's no big deal. Not a big deal at all. Oh, there you are. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead and hit us with any information that we need about this one.
Okay. I'm new to this committee, so I'm sure everyone hopefully has seen the action request regarding the Silver Maple. Over the past year or so, we've had some conversations with Schweigman's next door and some of his concerns with that tree, as it says in the overview, causes some issues in the fall through the winter, depending on how late those leaves fall, clogging up his drains. He's had some water issues at the station as well. In that training room, we've had a couple water issues due to some of those leaves and twigs clogging up the drains. So we're asking that be removed. It's kind of outgrown. It's rather large for that corner of the property now. I don't know if you've been by there. The root system is pretty massive. It's kind of raising up things. There's some concern there with Schweigman's about possibly his foundation and things like that. So there were some pictures attached showing that tree. I mean, I'm sure we're all aware of the size of that tree in that corner.
All right, thank you. Yeah, and thank you for the supporting documentation. Before we get started discussing this, I had just a very short conversation with our public works director, and there's just maybe a little bit of concern for the process which we are doing this, and that I can understand where that concern comes from. And I'll ask this of the committee: do we want to be in the process of having staff have to ask us or bring something like this to committee when it seems to me like it's a public works level decision and not necessarily a council level decision. And so I think just the concern would be, you know, if we go through this process for this one, are we opening the door? Then are we saying that every tree that needs to be taken down, do each of those trees need to go through this process? Or should this be something that we leave at a city staff level for decision making? Your thoughts about that? Go ahead, Audrey.
When I was looking at this, I had two thoughts. I remember a conversation when the City Hall Task Force was looking at this, that there was some sentimental value to how this tree had been planted, et cetera, that, I mean, it was a conversation about where you could build and couldn't build on the fire department, if I was remembering correctly. So that was a concern. If that is true, I have a concern that the public works staff takes a hit if we remove something that has some sort of value to it. I happen to have had one of these trees in my backyard. I called it the Thanksgiving tree because that's about the time that it left the leaves, and they usually ended up being there for the winter. So I understand that. I'm also partial to it's a beautiful tree. And so I don't know if this is our only option, and I can agree with you whether this is something we should be dealing with or not. I don't know, but I was concerned if there is some history with this tree, but if the fire department is recommending this, then it would feel like they would know that. So kind of going all the way around the circle here, but I just wanted to make sure we had crossed the T's and dotted the I's that we weren't going to have repercussions from doing this.
Okay, thank you for those thoughts. Yeah, I do believe the tree comes from overseas. So
that one, my thought, that silver maple actually does not. It's the other tree in that front yard. The smaller one of the two up there is the one that was donated from the sister city in Germany.
Ah, okay. So this one is not the foreign tree, because I was going to say otherwise we'd have to replace it with another foreign tree, and I don't know the availability of foreign trees. But there again, public works decision possibly. Anybody else from the committee have thoughts regarding Not necessarily the removal of the tree. Well, maybe you have thoughts regarding the removal of the tree, but the process in which we're doing this. Do we want to be making these individual decisions ourselves, or do we want to leave these decisions at a staff level? Go ahead, Julie.
I was going to mention the history thing too. I thought it was that tree we were building around as well. But my only thought is that in this particular situation, I'm just wondering, it just seems like whenever you start dealing with trees, things can come out sideways. And I just didn't want to set up the staff for taking a whole lot of heat about the removal of this tree. As far as their decision, and if we're talking about foundation issues and plumbing issues, to me, the justification is there. But if they need bigger shoulders to help with that decision, I'm fine with that. But I have to believe that they take down other trees with us without us having to help with that decision. It's just that this one might be very visible and people might have an outcry about it.
Good point. Yeah, Mr. Christensen.
You know, we do take down a good number of trees every year that are on city property that we don't notify council of because they're needed to be down for whatever reason. They might be diseased, they might be, you know, the roots might be damaged per project or whatever. So I don't know that I want to start the process of asking council for every tree that we remove. This one here is even a little bit more interesting because it would be nothing different than on somebody's private property, backyard, as Ms. Nelson said, tree that if she wanted it down, she can take it down without asking the city to do it. This one is on a lot that happens to be owned by the city. And so, I mean, that's the only difference in this situation. And so I really would not recommend we bring every tree to you to bring down, but this one, yeah, it's highly visible because the property happens to be on First Street, but the fact that it's not the sentimental tree, I don't think it's an issue with this one.
Okay, thank you. And I guess just to elaborate on a earlier point that I made or maybe didn't make, the only thing that I would really even care is just because of the high visibility, if it is not the imported tree, just because it's right on First Street, maybe a plan to do some sort of landscaping or to replant something of some value, if that's at all a possibility. Coordinating fire department coordinating with Public Works, is that a possibility without it being a big deal?
Yeah, we can definitely say, you know, vehicles will be in the area, you know, and you know, on future things like this that are highly visible. But yeah, we can draw up something or get, you know, one of our local nurseries to help us draw up something that whether it's a replant or whether it's some shrubs or, you know, obviously the fire department gets to look at it all the time, so they would be highly involved in whatever we put in there. So we're open to whatever we need to do there.
Go ahead, Audrey.
I'm fine with that conversation about us not bringing this forward. I would just say, if possible, could we wait until after the next city council meeting to make sure that the rest of the council, since it's already been in the packet as an action item, that we don't have any repercussions from doing it before, that it's done after the council meeting versus before.
So you're talking about, like, go ahead and stick with the conversation that we're having, but don't cut down the tree just yet?
That's what I'm saying. It's out there. It's in the packet. You're going to talk about it at the council meeting. We're going to bring forward that we didn't think this should be a council. I think we can just respect that and wait a couple weeks.
Okay, so we can just have it noted to staff and through the fire department as well that we are okay with staff making these decisions, but just for due process sake, let it run through the council first before actually cutting it down. Do you think that's okay? Just to play it safe? Mr. Grave, Mr. Christensen, okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. I totally understand the fact that it's already in their packets and they may want to discuss that. Just one side note on the future of the front of the fire station there. This tree also caused some issues with the existing landscaping and the bushes and the rocks that were there. So once this gets taken down, we're going to be cleaning that up and then coming up with some kind of a plan to dress up that side of the station since it does face First Street.
Nice. All right. Councilor Alvarado, sorry I missed your hand earlier.
No problem. I just want to kind of go on the record that I agree that we shouldn't be in the business of deciding on every tree that has to be addressed. I agree with what's been said that we've got very capable public works people to make those decisions. If there's one that is has to be brought forward, like Julie said, we can shoulder that and we can address that. But they've got protocols in place to address tree trimming and such. So I would say let them have that decision. And I also agree with what Councillor Nelson is saying. It's in our packet. It might be a point of discussion. You can relay to the rest of the council how we believe. And I think that based on our discussion, this should move along pretty quick at council. So thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Sounds to me like we're at a goal. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Christensen.
What would be the committee's thoughts of converting this when it becomes when the agenda is put together for the council meeting on the 2nd, converting it from an action item to just information?
I'm okay with that. If anybody's not okay with that, speak now or forever hold your peace.
No, I think that reflects what we said tonight, so that we received the information for discussion and did not feel it should be an action item. So,
yep, I think it was well spoken that we have a capable public works department and decisions like this should be left to them. The only thing that we're asking is because of how it is presented here, please don't cut down the tree until after the next meeting, just in case, and we'll move along from there. Mr. Grave, do you have any other items tonight on our form?
Nothing that Frank told me about, so if it is, it'll be a surprise to me.
Well, it's your lucky day. There's no surprises here, so if that is your item for the evening, we will we'll conclude that part of the discussion. You're free to sit around and watch paint dry or to go do something productive.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. You guys have a good night.
Thanks a lot for being with us. All right. Next item that we have that I see on my farm is project number 2001-A, the 9th Street Southeast Reconstruction Change Order number 2. The amount of $5,780.50. Mr. Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me get my screen set here. In front of you tonight, one of the items in front of you tonight is a recommendation to adopt resolution authorizing change order number 2 in the amount of $5,780.50. This would be for project number 2001A, which is 9th Street Southeast Reconstruction. This change order is results from additional concrete removals due to steep driveway issues that we encountered while we started putting our street back in place and some added erosion control that was required along the project. So like I say, just shy of $6,000 and well within the contingencies budget. For a total, our contingencies budget was almost $132,000, and so we're well within our budgetary number with this $6,000.
All right, thank you. How does the committee wish to act?
I would make a motion that we approve or adopt a resolution authorizing change order number two in the amount of $5,780.50 for project number 2001 Alpha 9th Street Southeast Reconstruction.
I'll second that, but I was going to let Audrey have that since it's her street.
I was just fine with not making a motion. It's okay.
Because
the question was, is it her driveway that got the concrete?
Actually, it is my driveway. You had to move the water in my driveway. So I now have a third of a new driveway because you had to move the water that was in the middle of my driveway. So, but I don't think I get, that was in the plans. So I don't think I get credit for extra.
All right, we got to make sure we keep everything on the up and up here, everybody accountable, so you included. All right, we have a motion and a second approving change order number two for project 2001-A on 9th Street Southeast. With the motion and a second, we will vote. Councilor Alvarado?
Aye.
Councilor Osmus?
Aye.
Councilor Nelson?
Aye.
And Councilor Plowman votes aye. That's 4 ayes, 0 nays. That motion passes. Next action item that we have is project 2003-A change order number three. Mr. Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In front of you, as mentioned, change order number three, and this is for project 2003-A First Street Overlay Project. This change order's just shy of $30,000, the amount of $29,465.40. This, we all know the project, so I won't go over that again. This particular change order reflects, as promised, the replacement of 36 feet of water main along 19th Avenue. Due to the intersection and lighting infrastructure conflicts, we did not do it last year when we did our water line project. And so that would probably answer some of your questions why we didn't do it then. Well, we had to hold up the lighting base and had the arm down and the sidewalk tore up, we decided now was the best time to do that and kind of tackle it all with one project. The reconstruction of the intersection lighting and water main in 2020, that was or provided us the opportunity to replace that 36 feet. The $29,000 and change is well within our contingencies budget of almost $70,000. And so we are within our approved budget on this project.
Thank you, Sean. Yeah, it looks like the approved budget was $763,000. We're at $744,000, so just shy of $20,000 under budget, all said and done.
That's correct.
Okay, sounds good. How would the committee wish to act on this one?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second approving change order number three for the 2003-A First Street Overlay change order number three. Any further discussion before we vote? Okay, we'll take a roll call. Councilor Alvarado?
Aye.
Councilor Osmus?
Aye.
Councilor Nelson?
Aye.
Councilor Plowman votes aye. That's 4 ayes, 0 nays. That motion passes. Next item is another change order number one, the amount of $421.75, accepting project 1905 Swanson Field Path Overlay and authorizing final payment in the amount of $5,698.25. Mr. Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And if you as a committee want to do this in two separate items, feel free to do that. We have a change order number one as well as a project acceptance and final for project 1905, which is Swanson Field Path Overlay. And so the change order first was $421.75, as mentioned, and that was, additional seeding and some mulching to meet the existing grades. And so minimal amount there. We had a contingencies budget of over $10,000, total budget of $114,986. With this change order, We're at 104, 954, 25. And so we're still, you know, about 10,000 less than the overall budget on this project. So that would be the first, I assume, resolution. I don't know if we can do it in the same resolution or not. Do you want me to discuss the final now too, Mr. Chair, or would you rather do them separately?
We can discuss the final and then we'll see. It seems to me like it's simple enough. It could be in one resolution because the second amount is under that threshold, but let's talk about them both and then we'll see what the committee wants.
Okay. We'll do whichever. In fact, we can run it with as one and if told otherwise, we can separate it pretty easy. So the final on this project, this would be, of course, after, contingencies are released and the final walkthrough has happened and final punch list is taken care of, final amount, final pay request would be $5,698.25. And again, we're under that, we're about $10,000 and change total under that overall budget of $105,000.
Sounds good. Committee, does anybody have a problem doing this in one motion, or do you think we should do it in two? What are your thoughts? Go ahead, Julie.
It seems to me like it has to be in two. They're two separate, and just to make it clean.
Yeah, I was just typing up, I was pulling up some past ones, and I think, even despite the fact that the dollar amount is small, we usually do break them up into two. So that's probably a good idea. So the first action item that we would be taking then would be to approve change order number one in the amount of $421.75 for project 1905 Swanson Field Path Overlay. Does anybody want to take action on that?
I'll make a motion to approve the overlay.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second approving the change order number one on the 1905 Swanson Field Path Overlay in the amount of $421.75. Further discussion? Okay, roll call. Councillor Alvarado?
Aye.
Councillor Asmus?
Aye.
Councillor Nelson?
Aye.
Councillor Plowman votes aye. That's 4 ayes, 0 nays. That motion passes. Second motion would be authorizing final payment to Dunnick Inc. in the amount of $5,698.25 for project 1905 Swanson Field Path Overlay.
I'll make that motion to make the final payment for the final project for Dunnick there.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second approving the final payment to Dunnick Inc., the amount of $5,698.25. Further discussion? Okay, roll call. Councillor Alvarado?
Aye.
Councillor Asmus?
Aye.
Councillor Nelson?
Aye.
Councillor Plowman votes aye. That's 4 ayes, 0 nays. That motion passes. I like to get this rhythm going because then everybody just knows where they're supposed to be. It's like a well-oiled machine. I gotta try have some fun. The weather's getting me down. Okay. Final action item that I have on my form tonight would be the acceptance of project 1903-A 15th Street Southwest Overlay and authorizing final payment to Dunnick Inc. in the amount of $47,795.72. Mr. Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You said it pretty well. Speaking of well-oiled machine, this is for the 2019 project for Civic Center Drive. I'm sorry, I had that a little fiasco with that today. That this is not that project. This one is for 15th Street Southwest, project 1903A, and it's authorizing the final payment to Dunnick in the aforementioned amount, $47,795.72. Oh, and we are well within our budget. We, in fact, our budget was almost $700,000. And with this final payment, we are just shy of $500,000. And so we were quite significantly low on this. And as the little asterisk at the bottom of our budgetary paragraph there states, the removal and replacement of curb and gutter was quite reduced from the bids, because by the time the estimates were being put together, I want to say they were obscured by, I don't know, who knows, snow probably, by the time we were trying to put this stuff together. So we estimated well more than was actually removed. So.
Yeah, that was all that I was going to ask you about, was the numbers. And so if those numbers are accurate, let it be noted that even with all the change orders that I recall we've done in the last month or two, it seems as though every single project is coming back under budget. Would I be way off in saying that?
Not at all. We did pretty well with these projects in 19 and especially with the 20 projects. And so now keep in mind, our budget includes engineering and contingencies. And if we do the engineering in-house, we've allowed ourselves a little bit of extra money there in our approved budget, even though that was spent in other ways based on in-house design.
Okay, thank you. Well, I for one, really appreciate being able to see multiple projects come back and have not only the correct amount of money allocated to begin with, but to find out that we're over. I mean, we had a balanced budget for it, and we ended up estimating over and coming in under. That's so much easier than when it's the opposite. So that's my own personal thought. Committee?
I'll make a motion to go ahead with that payment.
I can second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second accepting project 1903-A, the 15th Street Southwest overlay, authorizing final payment to Dunnick Inc. in the amount of $47,795.72. Discussion, Ms. Nelson.
Thank you. Are Dunnick's responsible to do the marking, put the markings back down on the road? There's been a concern that the bike lanes that were there before have not been put back down. Is that the city's responsibility? Is that the contractor's responsibility?
First question, the answer to the first question is it's ultimately Dunnick's responsibility for everything to do with the project because they're the general contractor. Secondly, I don't know that there was bike lanes on 15th Street.
Yes, because it's been questioned a couple of times that is one of the designated bike paths and there were markings on it and they haven't been put back down. So I just wanted to make sure if it's our responsibility or if it's the contractor's responsibility. So
I will have to look at those plans and specs and the contract to see if they were paid for it. Obviously, it's their responsibility. If it was not in their bid, it'll be our responsibility. So let me look into that and get an answer for you. I was not aware. I honestly do not remember there being bike lanes on 15th, but I'll check into it.
Okay. And I'm quite certain that I'm correct on that one, but I'd appreciate you double checking with it.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Sean, do you see that as being significant enough that we need to change this resolution or this motion?
No, because if there was a bike lane, I mean, if the bike lane was there, it'll be probably a single or maybe even no more than a double stripe. And so the full length. So I don't see that. I will find out. I will have an answer before the council meeting if something needs to change.
Yeah, all I see is in the line items, I see double solid lines, I see broken line, solid line. I don't see anything denoting the bike path, whatever, but looks like it was priced in and looks like it was paid. So whether or not that actually was or not will just have to be found in the details, I guess. So we'll trust that if you find it, it'll be taken care of. Is everybody
Absolutely.
On the committee okay with that? Okay. Any further questions before we vote? Okay. The motion is to accept project 1903-A, the 15th Street Southwest overlay, authorizing final payment to Dunick Inc. in the amount of $47,795.72. We have a motion and a second. A roll call. Councilor Alvarado?
Aye.
Councilor Osmus?
Aye.
Councilor Nelson?
Aye.
And Councilor Plowman votes aye. That's 4 ayes, 0 nays. That motion passes. And that brings us to the end of the packet that I have. Sean, am I missing anything else that needs to be discussed tonight?
No, Mr. Chair, that's all I have for you tonight.
Okay, council or committee members, anything that you would like to add for the evening or add to a future agenda? Councilmember Nelson.
A couple of things. I see that we are looking for comments on our ADA transition plan, and I'm excited to see that. I did attend the open house for the county when they're still working on theirs. I'm just wondering if this committee is going to review that or if we'll have any input into that or how that process is going. And then I also received a request for how Robbins Island is doing and the bike, the Highway 12. Are we good with deadlines on that? So three things, sorry.
It's okay.
All right, I should have written them down. I'll try to remember them all. So Robbins Island, let's start with that one. I know that was your second one. I think the best bet there would be to invite Rob to one of the public works committees because he's been tasked with being kind of the department head in charge of that one. But last I heard you got an email or got copied on an email from him. I want to say it was yesterday, this week anyway, that the plan is and to still finish that up yet this year. It would be a first lift of pavement anyway. And so if the second lift comes in next spring, that's not uncommon. And so the plan is to still get the boat landings paved and done yet this year. And so I think that generally gets it, but more specifics, maybe we should invite Rob to a public works committee and he can update us more on that one. I'm forgetting the first one. The third one was Highway 12. I can start with that one and then you can remind me of the first one. So I apologize, I should have wrote them down. If you're talking about the Highway 12 water line, yes, they are finishing that up. We'll have to see what kind of shape the driveways that were affected. You're shaking your head, that's not the one. Your Wilmer Y project.
I was asking about the Highway 12, our grant, we're at deadline, aren't we, for the grant? Did we meet the requirements of the grant to do the bike lanes, et cetera, whatever that path is along Highway 12?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so the Lakeland Path and Highway 12 pathway project. Yes, we did meet the deadline because we've had design and we've got a contractor on board, and we were in the process of finalizing all of that when that deadline came, and so we had conversations with the state and the federal people involved with that grant acceptance, and so yeah, we're fine with the grant money. That project at this point, there's been some minor things done, but the majority of that project will kick off in the spring. And now I can't remember your first one. I'm sorry.
ADA transition plan.
Yes.
Where we're at and how we're doing it and will we get a chance to see it?
Yes. Now I can forward you the draft copy that people are commenting on right now if you would like. If it's not available on that same website, and I'm not sure if it is or not, but we're currently in the comment period, and I've already filled out one of their questionnaire, their little survey, and everybody is welcome to do that. But yes, I can absolutely forward you a copy of that, and we can discuss it as a committee if you like, and have invite Jared in, and he's offered a couple times to come in and discuss it directly with the committee if that's what you desire.
The League of Minnesota Cities, I think we're asking questions about our ADA plan. I don't know whether that's why you're working on it now or not, but I know that cities are required to have a transition plan. So this will meet those requirements for the league also, am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only the league, but sometimes there are grant assurances based on the types of grants you go for. And sometimes they list these requirements of cities. And, you know, if you don't have an ADA transition plan, you might be disqualified for some grants. I can't name which ones they are now, because whomever has the money gets to write the rules for it, right? So to accept those grants or to qualify for those grants. And so not only the league, I'm sure insurance would play into that, our liability would play into that, as well as some of the potential grants in the future.
One more question, and I probably should know this and I don't. Is this also for our buildings or only streets and sidewalks or pedestrian areas?
You know, that's a good question. This one is mainly or generally for the streets and sidewalks. And so this particular survey walked all the streets and did all the intersections within the city limits and has made made different maps or a grid map of all of those. So I don't think this one is generally for building specific ADA. This one is for outside use or outside, you know, sidewalks, crosswalks, traffic signals, bus stops, parks, things of that nature.
Okay, any other questions from the committee or things that you'd like to see on future agendas? Going once, going twice. Okay, looks like that's everything that we have for tonight. So, okay, go ahead, Councilwoman Nelson.
No, I was waving. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, you're waving goodbye. Motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. We are adjourned. Have a good evening.